I want to read you just one little scripture tonight. And of course, we always kind of a Bible study oriented thing on Wednesday night. And tonight especially, Lord had put something on my heart quite some time ago, and I've been having other things on my heart, but I really wanted to get to this for a couple weeks actually, because I felt it so important, especially the age in which we live in. But so let's read Matthew 5 and 13. You know this scripture, but I want to kind of use it. It's not so much of a text, but it is kind of a foundation for what we're going to study out of tonight. But listen to what the word of the Lord said. Jesus said this. He said, "You are the salt of the earth." Of course, we know that. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. How many knows that? It's good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. In other words, we got influence, don't we? We got influence. And if we've lost influence, what good is it? Brothers and sisters, what good is it if we don't have our influence anymore? What good are we? So that's the heart of tonight. And tonight I really want to deal, and this might not pertain to some of you, but you can still use it in your daily life. But this is an age of media and Snapchatting and tweeting and FaceTiming or Facebooking and whatever. All this media stuff. And what I'm finding is we're in great danger, even as believers, of losing that influence. And that's what I want to deal with tonight. It's just been something on my heart, and I think you'll see it. And we're going to do a little Bible study on it. I may know the Bible speaks about this stuff too. It might not say Snapchat or Facebook, but it's a plenty of instruction in the Bible to guide a righteous man. It sure enough is. And no matter what's going on, no matter the time. So let's pray over this. Let's ask the Lord bless our time. Father, we do. We love you. We praise you tonight. We thank you for all your goodness, how good you are to us. And Lord, you know how you've stirred this in my heart. And just help me apply it and help me to bring it forth in a practical way where it's usable tonight, dear God, and that we can use it for our life. For we know how important our influence is. We know how important it is that we keep our savor. And that we're able to touch our culture, our world, but not be a part of it, dear God. Not be infected with it, dear God, but be powerfully used to change it. So, Father, bless us tonight as we're here tonight. Bless our time. Bless your word. Bless the study of it. And we'll love you. We praise you. We honor you. Thank you for all your goodness. And also, I forgot tonight, Lord, you know what it is because you just brung it to my mind. I forgot little Robert. We pray for him tonight. David's little grandson and Wendy's. Bless him. He's got this old flu too, Lord. Bless him and strengthen his body tonight as well. In Jesus' name. All church agree and say, amen. Amen. Ain't that something how you can be praying? Yeah, go on, thank the Lord. Go on, thank the Lord. Ain't that something how you can be praying along and the Lord sticks something in your mind about little Robert there? Amen. Just go on and pray it. Whatever he puts in my mind, just go on and pray it. Just let her rip. Amen. 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 I was just want to kind of tie this together tonight with about our influence and the role that we're now taking. Well, this is a different, we're in such a different area now. Even from when I was younger or a young man, just 10 years ago. Just think about where we've come with media and social media and access and how our world has so connected. And here's what I thought about. Here's what I got to thinking about. How in the world would a Paul or Jesus or one of the other apostles use this hour that we live in? I mean, think about it. I mean, Jesus wanted a boat to where he could get out far enough to talk to, you know, those few thousand. Just think of how he might have would have viewed being able to have a platform like this. And how Paul would travel all over the Middle East and into parts of Europe to preach, take him forever, to where now on social media, if you got right connections, you can touch it in 10 seconds, 2 seconds. Think about it. Think about it. Think about all the opportunity. Think about the platform that is now offered. But here's what I'm seeing. Here's what I'm seeing in this, and this is what I really want to deal with tonight. I see two great dangers in our age that really go along with this thought about our influence. I see two great dangers with what's available to us and what we can use and maybe what we don't use. But here's I think the first danger that I see going on is people are silly. That's the nicest way I know to say it. People are silly on social media. People are silly in their interaction. And if this don't apply to you social media-wise, it does still in your everyday life as you meet people. The people at your work, the people at your gas pump, people at wherever, Walmart, you still interact with people. You're still got to have social skills, socially. But first of all, the first danger I see is just silly, just acting silly. And losing, how many know that you can lose influence just being silly in a heartbeat? And especially over media, one or two acts of silliness, one or two misspoken things or what have you. But the second danger is this, and this is what I see a lot of folk doing. This is what I see a lot of young folk even doing, is just going silent. I want you to think about that a minute. Just going silent on things that probably we shouldn't be silent on. Not saying nothing. I believe this tonight. I believe it. I believe no response is a response. I do. I believe when we don't respond, if we see something and it's proper and we're not being silly and we don't respond, that is our response. Y'all out there? I do. I believe that. So that kind of just disturbed me, is because I even had some conversation with some young people, even here the last couple of weeks, and I was kind of in because I knew they were there, I know they're there, but they're always silent. I know there's a lot of people there. Come on. But there's this silence. And that just stirred me. Because I just thought about the influence. The influence. The salt. How many know if we're silent, it's not very salty, is it? If we're not responding the way Christ would have us, it's not influencing. But I know it goes both ways, and I want to deal with it both ways tonight. And really, I just want to jump into Proverbs tonight, and I want to read some few scriptures. I got a handful of scriptures that we're going to bring out. Actually, I got a several that I'm going to go roll through a few of them. And I just want us to open up our mind tonight. I want us to open up our mind, let God's word speak to it. And really, this is really about spirituality and how to keep our influence in the social realm. Well, that is on some of these networks, or well, that is just in our communication with people that we see face to face, you know, because it's gotten ridiculous. I had a good friend of mine. He's an old redneck. He's from back. I don't know that he's plumb saved. I don't know if he's completely saved, and I say that lightly. I don't think he's really saved at all. But listen what he told me. He was talking about this social media thing, and you know what he told me? He said, people done got on that their social media. Of course, he didn't call it that, but whatever he called it, he said, they done got on there, and they've done lost respect for everybody. He said, they just say whatever they want without any respect, and ain't nobody there to hit them in the mouth. And what he was saying is, there's no accountability. And that's one reason that people's lost so much respect, because there's nobody there they're fearless on there, because there's nobody there, like my buddy says, to hit them in the mouth. How many know that does help? It keeps you from disrespecting people. Real quick, you ain't comfortable with disrespect. And that's the truth about it. I think he said a lot. Because he said two people are too comfortable disrespecting people. comfortable. And what he said, I don't condone, or I don't say, you know, you need to punch somebody in the mouth, but I understand the thrust of it. That stops people from being comfortable, don't it? Amen. Amen. So I just want to tie in a few scriptures tonight that really are rules and some guidelines. It's God's word that I think Solomon penned. You could even say this. I mean, I know the Bible don't, but you could even say these are some of Solomon's guidelines really for social network. That's really what they are, or interaction. And this has been on my heart for a while. And you might say, boy, I wish I wasn't here to hear, have to hear all this tonight. But I'll tell you what, we need it in this hour, because we're either being silly or we've went silent. And some went silent because they fear being silly or don't want to just want to deal with it. And some are losing all their influence because they're just plumb silly. And they ain't got no thought. What platform they had is plumb gone. Nobody pays any attention at all. Amen. And it is such a good platform to inject the word of the Lord, inject edification, inject Bible, inject grace, help, whatever's needed. So let me read you just a couple of scriptures. Let's go back to Proverbs 12. We'll start there. Proverbs 12. This is what the word of the Lord says. This is some of Solomon's teaching. He says, There is that that speaketh like piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is as health. I want you to think. And that's the truth. The things that we say can be like the sword, or the things that we say can be like health. Can help. Can bring the nerve. I believe this. You can be right. And I see this a lot. I see a lot of people being right, but they ain't helping. That's speaking like what Jesus came with. Remember, Jesus came with truth and grace, full of truth and grace. He was always right, but he was always helpful. Now, ain't that it? That's what I feel like is at the heart of some of this verse. It's not just about being right. It's good to be right. Matter of fact, you ain't going to be helpful if you ain't right. If you ain't right, you ain't helpful. You're just buttercupping. You're just making it worse. Sometimes I'm like, don't even say that. Don't even write that. I see that sometimes, and I like cringe. And I'm like, a believer has wrote something else to another believer, buttercupping something. And I'm like, no, that's not helping, because it's not right. And I cringe, and I want to get wrathful. But you need to be right, yes, but be helpful. Be helpful. That's what I feel like is at the heart of it. That's a good skill. That's a good habit. That's a good place to start. Be right, but be helpful, because it's the way it is. Proverbs 14, let's move right along. Proverbs 14:7, it's Bible study night, so hang with me. He says, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. Boy, this is good, ain't it? Lee Sarver read it, just keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling. When you perceive that this is ignorance, or this is foolish, or this is dumb, it's okay to just ignore. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to do nothing. If it's foolish, it's a good time to be silent and just keep scrolling. If that's what you just keep moving. I do that even in social. If somebody gets to talking foolish, I'll just walk off. I'm gone. I just leave. I told y'all that one other time. I proved that for my son-in-law. He didn't know what to do. We was in a company one time, in a group one time, and we was all there, and they got to talking foolish. I just got up and left. Left him standing there. He didn't know what to do. I said, well, I can tell you what to do. Leave. You ain't got to listen. Just ignore and move on. I ain't got to argue with it. I ain't got to fight with it. I just got to leave. That's what he's saying. If you see this, you just move on. Just move on. Here's the third thing. Out of the same chapter 14, this is what he says. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. But he that is hasty in his spirit, he helps push and promote folly. In other words, you know, slow down. How many has ever come across something maybe and it heat comes in a heartbeat? I mean, the words flood you. You think it's the Holy Ghost, but it's a whole lot of manly anger or manly wrath or fleshly indignation or whatever. The heat rises. You get hasty. And man, you've done tight. Let me just tell you, I'm good at this too. I'm really good at this. I'm good at typing up something in like 10 seconds and hitting delete. I'm going to tell you what. I'm glad there's a move on button. There's a delete button. Because I have typed up some good messages. I have really had some good stuff coming, baby. It's coming. And then instead of hitting send, I hit delete. Because I was hasty. And it was always something of my spirit. It was the heat. There was no light in it. That's kind of one of the ways that I would discern whether I need to send this or not. Because if it's all heat and no light, if it ain't nothing but heat, it's probably me. Now, if it's got some heat in it and it's got light in it, it's probably sendable. Amen. Amen. But just good guideline right there. Good guideline. And, of course, this kind of goes along with it. Proverbs 15:18 is kind of the same. A wrathful man stirreth up strife. But he that is slow, in other words, it's kind of the same thing. It's about responding in anger, and they're really alike. So we'll just kind of move from that. But I like 15 and 33. 15 and 33 is another. Listen, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before that honor, and before honor is humility. Just what a huge thing about always the fear of the Lord, and whatever interaction, whatever response or whatever you're promoting, whatever you're proclaiming. Man, the fear of the Lord, that first. Honor for him, reverence to him, fear in him. Amen. Wisdom, understanding. Amen. The fear of the Lord. Proverbs 17 and 9, listen. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love. But he that repeateth a matter separateth even the very friends. This is huge. I want you to think about this a minute. Think what he's saying right there. And I believe this. I'm going to put this in my own words. But think about this. I believe whatever's good, make it public. Whatever's good, man, make it public. Broadcast it. Show it. Print it. Let it be known, but whatever's bad, make it as private as possible. I just think that's just good. I think that's just good stuff. If it's good, man, promote it. Or if they're doing good, promote them. If they've done good, promote them. And if it's bad, make it as private as possible. If you got to say something, make it private as possible. If you got to inject something in, this is probably something you should do over a cheeseburger, not Facebook. Y'all out there? It probably is. Or a face-to-face meeting. And not just trying to send these pointed, random post that have a very home intention. You know where you're sending them. Amen. You guiding them. They're like guided missiles. They're random, but when you hit the old send button, you got a destination in mind. You know who it's for. splash down in Sarver Town. I'm like, ooh, I believe that's for me. But it's true. I believe that tonight. I believe that's some good scripture. That's good counsel. 17 and 10, I like, and this just follows it up. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes do a fool. In other words, there it is again, kind of in the same, just a little different language. You know, I believe that's, in other words, really making war on social media, making war in this way is just really a waste of time. It really is. It's just a waste of time. When you try to make war over, that's not what that platform is for. It's not what that platform was ever for. That's what it's used for 90% of the time, is for war. To fight wars. To fight wars and where they ain't afraid of getting hit in the mouth. Amen. 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 I got a few more and then we'll let you get on here. But go to Proverbs 17 and 12. This is a good one too. I think this should be something we keep in our mind. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. In other words, just don't dabble in the foolish. Just don't mess with the foolish. You're better off fooling with a bear with its cubs than dabbling in the foolish. Solomon would have been good on Facebook, y'all. Solomon could have done some tweeting. He could have. Because he would have said, don't dabble in the foolish. How many of y'all ever got maimed by a bear on social media dabbling in the foolish? I ain't got no amens up in this place. But although I see a lot of this sinking in, amen, amen. But just don't dabble in it. There's no point in it. There's no use. I can remember back in the early years, I remember my girls when they was teenagers and what all, and they'd fire off, especially I had one. Y'all don't, I'm not going to tell you which one I had, but I had one that would fire off in a heartbeat. She would like nuke the place. Something would go on and be said that she didn't like, and she'd hit the red button. Go destroy all of you. Amen. Amen. But it was foolish. Thank God that's come a long ways now. But I would tell them, I'd like, don't even fool with it. Don't fool with it. Treat it just like, maybe I have a better handle on it because I grew up having to talk to people. Us older people, we actually had to have communication skills. We actually had to get face to face and look one another in the eye and have integrity and character and honesty. We didn't hide behind a screen. And the newer generation, they've been behind this screen so long, it's a whole lot easier to hit the nuke button. A whole lot easier to dabble. Amen. I know these dabblers even in our face-to-face world. They, some people, you know that. They're just going to dabble. But anyway, you'd better off fooling with a bear, with her cubs. Amen. And you know how that turns out. Amen. I love this one. This is one of my favorites. We're coming into some of my favorites. Solomon's really heating up now. Solomon's heating up, and it's getting good. He's starting to come in. He's going to tighten down on us. 17:28. This is a good one. I love this. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. I like that. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he keeps his mouth shut. Can I just say it like this? I just want to say it like this. Just because you think it don't mean you have to send it. Ever. Man, just don't. Just keep it. Some of the smartest moments in my life is just when I'm... This is when I'm at my smartest. Learned that from my granddaddy. I always wondered why my granddaddy was so quiet. He was always so quiet. Of course, I didn't know him. He was already 40 in his 40s time I got to know him. So he might have been more like me in his younger days. I don't know. I doubt it. But he may have been. But I got to know him in his 40s and, of course, watched him grow until he was 94. And most of his life. Wisest man I ever was around. Never heard him say a bad word about anybody. Never heard him to get in anybody's business that he didn't belong in. But now, don't think he didn't mind telling you when it was time. Don't think he, when he had light with the heat. Amen. Amen. It's just better sometimes just to be silent. Just be silent. Got anybody out there can say amen right there? Amen. Just be silent. This is a good one. Man, social media world, Facebook world, listen to us. Proverbs 18 and 13. He that answereth a matter before he hear it is a folly and a shame. What's he saying? What's Solomon saying? Before you say anything, get the facts. Get all the facts. Every bit of it. Quit spouting off on stuff that you know a little bit about or heard a little bit about or somebody else said a little bit about or you think you know a little bit about. Get the facts. There's been a lot of times I thought I know some things, but I didn't have the facts, so I woke up. Man, once again, I looked smart. Because I found out if I had said what I wanted to say and not knowing the facts, I'd have been a dummy. How many? Get the facts. Gather in all the facts. If you're going to say it, make sure you got the facts. It goes a whole lot like preaching. If you're going to preach it, get the facts. Gather up the truth. You're going to proclaim it, make sure you got the truth. Or if not, it's just a shame. I see a lot of shame. Y'all see a lot of shame? A lot of shame going on. Amen. Get the facts. I like Proverbs 18:17 too. This would kind of go along with being hasty. But he says, he that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but the neighbor, he cometh and searching him in out. In other words, don't be in such a hurry to get your input, your opinion out there. Just slow down. Don't be in such a hurry. I think a whole lot of Solomon's wisdom is to be patient. Be slow. Slow to speak, quick to hear. Kind of like some of that New Testament stuff. Amen. But being patient. Long suffering. Some of that fruit of the Spirit stuff. Kind and loving. Hey, are y'all looking at me like, yeah, like I was going to hit the send button, but I saved it. Like, amen, amen, amen. I like this. This is a big one. And this is one of the ways we should use all this great platform or this great wealth. You know, this is one of the greatest with the media that we have. What knowledge we can pull in. What wisdom we can pull from. I mean, think about it, man. I know for me, study is easier now than it's ever been in my life. I got more access to more stuff than I've ever had in my life. I remember when I started and I know Brother Marks, of course. I know Brother Angle was way out there before I was. I had a concordance and a Bible. That's all I had. I had a concordance and a Bible. Sometimes I'd probably be better off if that's still all I had. But now you got all this at your finger. Man, I can pull in Greek, and I can pull in Hebrew, and I can pull in what he thinks and what she thinks and what they think and wow, this thought and this thought. Pull in all this. I got so much stuff sometimes it just juggles my mind. I'm like, good time of day. What am I going to study? But the gathering, and we're in this age of gathering of wisdom, and that brings us to Proverbs 19 and 20. And this is it. Hear counsel, receive instruction that thou mayest be wise as we even grow older. In other words, learn from those that have something to teach you. When I see folk on there saying stuff, there's some folk I know I can learn from. There's some folk that I know that can teach me. I want that. I want to be taught. I want to learn more. I listen. When Brother Angle speaks or whoever, or if I see somebody, I listen. I want to learn. I've always been that way. Or whoever. If Paul's praying, I listen. Learn. Learn. And that's the way I use that as well. If I think that, now, I'll be honest with you. This goes back to one of the early principles. If I think it's folly, I'm just scrolling, baby. I'm just rolling, 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 rolling. Somebody said, "You see that post?" No. "You didn't see it?" I said, "No." "You don't ever see my post?" No. Wonder why. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Amen. And then there's some on there is so good. There's some on there so insightful, so encouraging, so uplifting. Amen. It's a powerful thing. But use it. Use it. Learn from those who have something to teach it. Now, this is a big one. And we're coming to the end. Y'all just let up a little bit. Let up. Quit breathing so hard and quit wiggling so much. Proverbs 22 and 1. Listen. And of course, this is a powerful scripture here anyway. Remember when, going back to the info, a good name. That's what you're promoting out there. Your name. Every time you hit send, it's got your name on it. I know before I ever, I used to be undercover on Facebook. I was undercover. Cindy was on there, and I'd slip on hers and see what everybody was up to. But then sometimes I couldn't stand it, and I'd have to say something. And she said, "You're going to have to stop doing that. They think it's me." I'd get all preachy, you know. I'd sometimes even correct or something. And she'd say, "You got to stop doing that." And finally, one day, I snuck on there undercover, and I looked, she done put my name on there with hers. And I'm not undercover anymore. Let me just ask you all this. Can you tell when it's me and when it's her? I thought maybe you could. I thought maybe that way. But a good name, every time we promote something, is rather to be chosen than great riches. Love and favor rather than silver and gold. But your name. Remember, it goes back to influence. I see so much lost. It might not be a big deal if you don't care for what you do for Christ. But if you care for what you do for Christ, your name is huge. If you care for what you do for Christ, if you want to really, for his sake, bring him glory, for his sake, touch lives, your name is it. It's it. Because if your name goes down in a flame, so does your platform. So does your witness. So does your influence. People can forgive you, but that don't mean you gain your influence back. Can somebody say amen right there? And people do forgive. I've forgived a lot of people, but that don't mean they have the same influence in my life that they once did. And they shouldn't. They should earn that back. I believe that. We're not stupid. A good name. I think that's huge in this hour we live in. And that's why being silly, Being silly is so detrimental to this influence. Being silly. And I think maybe that's why sometimes people choose to go silent, but you can't go silent. Because that silence is associated with your name too. Crickets. That's all I hear in here. Crickets. Nothing but crickets. Amen. Amen. But a good name. I believe it. A good name. A good name. Okay, we got to move on. We'll just run through a couple real quick. 23, Proverbs 23, let not thy heart envy sinners. This is kind of about even when you're on there and look, you know, don't let that, let others whet your appetite, draw you in. It does. I've seen it. I've seen folk on there get drawn into stuff that unbelievers were a part of or whatever. And I see them involved and even talking in it and talking in that same circle. And I'm like, what are you doing? Don't be pulled into that. Don't let that whet your appetite and pull you in. This is big. As a father and as a grandfather now, this is big. And even my part on them, it's not just one way, but it's my part on them too. But it's Proverbs 23:25. Listen to what the word says. Thy father, thy mother shall be glad that they bear thee. They shall rejoice. What are you saying, preacher? Don't embarrass your family. Social media skills, baby. Don't embarrass your family. Crickets in here again, Brother Marks. Nothing but crickets. How many know? And it's the same way. You know, nowadays, it ain't so much telling the kids that. Some of us telling the parents, don't embarrass your kids. Amen. These grandmas embarrasses their grandkids. These granddads embarrasses their grandkids. Preach it, preacher. He's getting awful close, ain't he? But it's true. Amen. 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 All right. I got to let up and move on. Proverbs 26:12. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool from them than him. Easy principle. Don't take yourself so serious on there. Don't act like you God. Don't act like you the supreme, know all, have all. Don't come off like that. Amen. Ain't nobody going to be on Facebook in the morning. Amen. But don't take yourself at least overly serious anyway. Amen. 26:17, another one of my favorites. This has always been one of my favorite scriptures. I think this scripture is a hoot. People that don't read the Bible, man, they miss a lot. And people that think the Bible ain't entertaining, don't read the Bible. Because the Bible is a hoot. Listen to what the word says. He that passes by and meddleth with strife is like him that taketh a dog by the ears. The Bible is just good. How many know what you get when you take a dog by the ears? Yeah, Julie, you get bit, don't you? You get bit hard. I bet your cat, if you take it by the ears, you get scratched. You got him right now, ain't you? But listen, I believe that. In other words, man, stay out of it. There's just some things, that's what that is. You know, this would be taking the dog by the ears. Amen. I hope this is helping somebody. It's been on my heart for quite some time, and I've spared you. But it's so true. Just stay out of it if it's nothing but trouble. Drama, drama, drama. Drama, drama, drama. Amen. We're getting to the good stuff. We're all to the end of the chapter. We got to, ain't we? 26 and 28 says this: a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and the flattering mouth worketh ruin. Man, this is a kind of a double thing, but it's kind of got two things. You know, don't exaggerate one or the other. Don't exaggerate, you know, one end or the other. You know, if you hate something, don't exaggerate that. If you love and so, or don't flatter someone. In other words, if you hate somebody, don't really make him look bad. Or if you love somebody, don't really flatter them. Nah, I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna leave that be. But you know, you see sometimes don't polish someone's armor just cause you want to be their pal. Don't make somebody look good that ain't. And don't make somebody look bad just because you don't like them. Don't run them down just because you don't like them. Solomon was good at this, wasn't he? Who would have thought that his word over thousands of years would still be so applicable to all our dilemmas? If our world would just incorporate these principles that Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs alone, it would just straighten up a whole lot of mess, wouldn't it? Save a whole lot of influence. Make a whole lot of difference in other people's life. Last two, 27 and 22, I believe, maybe. Or 2, 27 and 2, yeah. Let another man praise thee. This is a good one. Let another man praise thee, not thy own mouth. A stranger, not thy own lips. Selfie. I look so good. Oh, sweet Jesus. Solomon nails it, don't he? If someone else brags on you, well, you thank God. You give God the glory. But man, you don't do it. You just don't do it. And this, I have preached on that before. This is such a selfie generation. A selfie generation. And it loses influence. I had someone tell me one time that they were leaving a particular church because that's what their pastor did all the time. Serious. Let another. You don't got to promote yourself. Does God still make room for his called? For his gifted? We don't have to promote ourselves at anything. There's no need. We lose influence every time. That's just unappealing, ain't it? Especially for a child of God, a believer. Now, if it's with your daughters and what have your family, or if your daughter snaps up, or your grandson, because I have a lot of those on there with me and my grandson, or even me and my dog. I'm proud of my dog. I really am. I love my dog. Amen. Dogs are special to me, about like cats are to Julie. We just don't see eye to eye there. We love each other, but we don't see eye to eye on the dog and the cat thing. But man, we don't promote ourselves. Amen. Last one, and it's actually two verses. It's Proverbs 26. We're gonna go back to Proverbs 26. I saved this for the last because I've given you 20 of these, by the way. You didn't even know it, did you? Proverbs 26 and verse 4. Listen, answer not a fool according to his folly. You've seen it on there, ain't you? Why? Lest you be like him. Now, this is taking us back to where we started. Don't be silly. Don't be silly. But also, the very next verse, we talked about this a couple months ago. The very next verse says this. Answer a fool according to his folly. Which is it? Remember? Proverbs 26 and 4 said, answer not a fool, lest you be like him. Proverbs 26 and 5 says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. We see both, don't we? Which is it? Here it comes. Here it comes. The big thing about all of it, the big thing about spiritual life is discernment. Discernment. At that moment, you with God discerning. Do I answer or don't I answer? Do I answer a fool so he won't be wise in his conceit? Or do I not answer a fool so I won't be like him? It's about discernment. It's like the old Kenny Rogers, got a no win. Got to know when to walk away and you got to know when to run. Amen. I believe that tonight. Now, I thank you for enduring this. This has been so much on my heart because I've seen so much folly. So much folly, so much foolishness, so much influence. And at the peril of such a great platform, every Christian has such a platform. And I'm going to take you back to where I started. Think what Paul would have thought. Man, if he would have had access to what we have. Think of what he would have thought. Think of what would have come into his mind. Amen. Some of that stuff ain't worth it. Most of it, hey, this is a good way to discern how you should answer, by the way. I meant to install this in your thinking. But one way to understand and discern should I answer this or not is most of it will be forgotten in about 2 weeks anyway. So just leave it be. Now, if it's something that has long-lasting judgment criteria, righteousness, Christ exalting, Christ defaming, Christ deglorying. If it's something that goes beyond 2 weeks, you know, the fight over, you know, something that's so silly that it's going to be forgot about in 2 weeks anyway, just forget it, unless you be like it. But if it's something that's kingdom, or somebody's soul is in the balance, or a bunch of souls, man, hit it. Bring the light. Bring Christ exalting, Bible exalting, grace exalting. Bring help. Bring help. And let me just tell you, and you know this, you're still going to get bit some. You're still going to get bit. You keep exalting Christ. You keep bringing him in. You keep exhorting him amongst some of this. You're going to get bit. Amen. But relentlessly encourage. Relentlessly edify. Relentlessly strengthen, inform. I believe that's who we are. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm off, but I think this is a great opportunity. Everybody's got such a platform. Everybody can be a preacher nowadays. Everybody can be a strong witness nowadays. Everybody can promote Christ in a great way nowadays. Everybody's got a soapbox nowadays. But man, we need to use it. We need to exalt him. Be kind one to another. Don't focus on the trivial. Amen. I believe it. Respond when we need to respond. Don't be silent. But don't be silly. Amen. Brother Paul, come on tonight. We're going to play a little something. If you didn't want a Bible study out of Proverbs, I'm sorry. But that's what the Lord put on my heart. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. Thank you for your instruction. Lord, instill it in our heart. Influence is so important in the hour that we live. We live in an age that needs our impact in such a powerful way, that needs us influencing them and not them influencing us. Help us with all these things, dear God. Help us far beyond these things even. Strengthen our witness. Strengthen our name. Help us be good witnesses for you, Lord. And help us to uphold these teachings and these principles that Solomon wrote so many thousands of years ago that are so relevant even yet today. And use it for your kingdom. And we love you tonight. And we praise you.